Right where he belongs.
And then
after you get them trained.
Uh-huh. And then they go to one trough or another when they...
Each bunch went to their troughs.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that something?
Some of them would be in different lots. And uh-huh. They'd go in there and know where they belong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just the right... Well, one thing I was wondering about, where would you keep, like, your milk and butter, like, when you didn't...
Well, I tell you, we had a good spring down on the farm. It's cold water, and we'd keep it in that spring.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept it pretty good.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, pretty good. And we'd separate that cream and take it down there at that spring and
mm-hmm.
put it in a big jar and cover it up or something to keep anything from getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it off on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
It'd stay all right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good cold spring.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty handy to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about things like, where would you keep, like, potatoes through the winter?
Potatoes?
Uh-huh, through the winter. Uh-huh.
Well, I had a cellar.
Uh-huh.
I had a concrete cellar.
Uh-huh.
And it was ventilated.
Oh.
And we keep potatoes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And canned fruit or
mm-hmm.
just anything it mm-hmm. wouldn't to keep it from freezing.
To keep it, so you
can... We generally have it full of canned fruit that we... Then I'd butcher beef and can it, and then I'd have a can of all kinds of vegetables.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We raised everything there on the farm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, did people in the early days, did they have farms that were just for milk cows to sell the milk? Did they do that much?
Well, when I was a kid, I never knew. I didn't think they did.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Uh-huh.
But they'd have milk cows. They'd have some cows.
Everybody had milk cows.
Have a milk cow, but to sell the milk, they didn't.
They didn't.
Not that I know of. Not around me.
Mm-hmm.
But right after I married, well, they began to get these cream separators and sell cream.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sell milk, the whole milk, they sell cream.
Just the cream.
You know, it's pretty paying, though, that cream, you get a good price out of it, and then you feed that milk to the something, you know, some other stock. They either raise your calves on it, or you can feed the hogs. If
mm-hmm.
you've done sold your calves off, feed it to hogs.
Well, now, when they were doing that, would they call that type of farm where they were, you know, selling that cream, did they call that a dairy?
Well, yeah, they'd call it, if they had several cows, they'd call it dairy.
Oh, they would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. Even
it was dairy, and it was milking and separating it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most of them milk now and sells the milk, whole milk.
So
they take it off and
mm-hmm.
haul it off and...
Mm-hmm.
A milk plant somewhere.
Well, did anybody ever raise any cotton or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Back when I was a kid, we'd raise cotton. And there used to be a cotton gin here at Mountain Home.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. And they'd buy cotton there at Mountain Home, buy it in the bale. And they'd raise a lot of cotton around, and on the rivers, that's just what they raised is cotton.
Oh.
Now the land's all covered up with water.
Oh, yeah, of course,
dam.
From the dam, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that along the river. Well, did you ever pick any cotton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
When I was just a kid, my mother used to take us kids and go up the river and camp down there in a house and somewhere and pick cotton for about couple of months. Month and a half, something like that.
Oh, would you just pick? Now, did you ever have to hoe it or anything?
Yeah, I've had to hoe it too. Yeah.
And you've done, so you know about cotton then?
Yeah, I have to pick a lot of cotton and I've hoed a lot of cotton.